USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has commented on the attack against Paul Pelosi, stating it's despicable.
This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol.
Biden also commented on what David DePepe, who is the attacker, allegedly said during the attack, quote, "Where is Nancy?" stating that the January 6th Capitol rioters used the same language. Mr. Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery after undergoing surgery to repair a skull fracture as well as other injuries. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has extended the state of emergency over the water crisis in the capital city of Jackson. Governor Reeves does blame Jackson mayor for the city's water crisis.
Over the last several days, the mayor has irrevocably broken the unified command system that was put in place on August the 29th. What we have proven over the last 52 days is the water struggles in Jackson were specific to the incompetence of this administration and this mayor.
A whopping $825 million is up for grabs in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, in what is expected to be the game's second biggest jackpot drawing ever. The Powerball jackpot was last hit on August 3rd. Should no one win the jackpot again on Saturday, the grand prize is estimated to reach $1 billion for Monday's drawing. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Take the battle to the ballot box. That's been the message since the attack at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Friday, leaving the Speaker's husband with a fractured skull by an assailant who was allegedly saying, "Where's Nancy?" The same chant used during the violent January 6th insurrection in Baltimore, Maryland Saturday, where Vice President Harris was campaigning for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wes Moore. Harris gave her own version of, "When they go low, we go high," but with more urgency. Authorities say the suspect in the hammer attack on 82-year-old Paul Pelosi could face attempted homicide charges. Vehicle thefts in Portland are on track to reach well over 10,000 this year, more than triple the number the city recorded a decade ago, part of a nationwide trend that accelerated during the coronavirus pandemic. In Portland, the brazenness of the crimes, inattention from the police, and the desperation of residents who suddenly find themselves missing one of their most valuable possessions have led many to take matters into their own hands. Groups have popped up, grown around the country as vehicle thefts have soared. To fight back, neighbors share pictures of license plates, keep watch during commutes to work, and hunt online for reports of stolen vehicles. Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars is done rocking with the legendary band on tour. Mars, co-founder and lead guitarist of the heavy metal band Motley Crue for the past 41 years, has announced that due to his ongoing painful struggle with ankylosing spondylitis, he will no longer be able to tour with the band. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.